November 2009. Indian summer, formerly an anomalous few days of improbably warm, sunny weather fitted in between late autumn and the onset of winter, seems recently to be making a bid for full seasonhood. Often, of recent years, the leaves of the hardwoods turn color, their colors glow, then fade, but the leaves don't fall, or not all of them. Instead, a rear guard of turned leaves decks the woods and roadsides, not with the bright scarlets and lemons of October, but with muted browns and tans. This subdued show of post-autumn color, moreover, lingers for days, then weeks, with mild, sunlit afternoons that can stretch well into December. On such a day last year, the dogs and I took a walk along the forest road near our place. The sun coming into the fox-colored woods made an amber light. The woods were full of stirrings as squirrels scurried among the fallen leaves. The dogs did the same. They're little short-legged things, and as they plowed belly-deep through the down leaves beside the road, they might have been swimming in a brown, ruffling river of dry foliage. "This is November?" they asked. Nobody is fooled, however. Indian summer may be bucking for promotion, but in the army of the seasons, promotion is slow. These soft days are borrowed from the winter, and the winter will want its payment with interest soon enough.